Welcome to Busch Stadium in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dignan. Batting sixth. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Adolfo Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Hans. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Hans. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting third. The first baseman, Bobby Tolan. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Roger Maris. Batting fifth. The catcher, Johnny Edwards. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Mike Shannon. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Julian Javier. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dal Maxville. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Washburn. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Ray Washburn. And now, play ball. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tolan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kessinger for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Beckert moves to third. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo takes first base on ball four. Williams moves to second. Dignan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Beckert scores. Williams moves to third. Santo moves to second. It's 1-0, Cubs. Dignan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nan is called out on strikes. Two outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams scores. Santo scores. It's 3-0, Cubs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maxville fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock takes first base on ball 4. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brock. The throw from Hundley and he is safe. Brock steals second. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brock moves to third. Two outs. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brock scores. It's 3-1, Cubs. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips strikes out. One out. Bill Hance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hance strikes out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kessinger. The throw from Edwards and he is out, Javier applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tolan scoops it up and throws to first, with Washburn covering, for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive towards first. Tolan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Santo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ray Washburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washburn strikes out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0 for 1 in the game. Flood hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Beckert reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dignan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nan is 0 for 1 in the game. Nan hits a line drive towards first. Tolan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hundley hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hickman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maxville fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan is 0 for 1 in the game. Tolan hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Maris hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. Edwards hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Hance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hance is 0 for 1 in the game. Hance takes first base on ball 4. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kessinger moves to third. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive towards short. Maxville catches it and throws to first to double up Beckert. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Shannon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0 for 1 in the game. Javier hits a line drive into left field. Williams picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Williams. Javier moves to second. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville is 0 for 1 in the game. Maxville hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Washburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Washburn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maxville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dignan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nan is 0 for 2 in the game. Nan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hundley hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Brock hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0 for 2 in the game. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan is 0 for 2 in the game. Tolan bunts towards first. Nan fields the ball and throws to hands covering. Safe. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Maris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hickman takes first base on ball 4. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shannon fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Bill Hans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hans is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maxville fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flood. Kessinger reaches second base with a double. Hans moves to third. Wayne Granger now pitching. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shannon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-2 in the game. Edwards hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Shannon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Javier hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Santo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Javier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dignan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nan is 0-for-3 in the game. Nan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tolan scoops it up and throws to first, with Granger covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Phil Regan now pitching. Dick Schofield pinch hits for Dal Maxville. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tim McCarver pinch hits for Wayne Granger. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver takes first base on ball 4. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McCarver moves to second. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0-for-3 in the game. Flood hits a line drive towards short. Kessinger catches it and steps on second to double up McCarver. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals won. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Willis now pitching. Dick Schofield now playing shortstop. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shannon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-3 in the game. Phillips is hit by the pitch. Phil Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tolan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger misplays the ball. That's an error on Kessinger. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Maris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tolan moves to second. One out. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-3 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Shannon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tolan scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Cubs. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Javier strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 3, and St. Louis Cardinals, 2. Goodbye from Busch Stadium in St. Louis.